Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Back on Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com. Dylan Sherwood here with you, and it's now time to talk with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Mitch's appearance made possible by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabella Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS, number 42, 26. Good morning, Mitch Holthus.
Good morning, Dylan. That was an outstanding read. It was Sky Moore on 3rd and 7, catching a 15-yard pass. You're growing in this rookie season, so while everybody else is gone, you just step up and next man up and hit a touchdown. Well done.
Thank you. Well, what is it with Travis Kelce and SoFi Stadium that makes the Chiefs want to win in SoFi?
You know, the Chargers just wake up in the middle of the night in June and see Travis Kelce running into the end zone, don't you? Well, it's Travis Kelce all the time. You know, the benchmark this week, he gets 109 yards. He'll have 10,000 yards receiving in his career. He's just continues to amaze and hit these benchmarks. He continues to march on as a warhorse and still, Dylan, incredibly underrated. I just don't think, I was driving home, it's 5 a.m, we had landed, and I was hearing, you know, overnight national radio, which is dangerous, and they were going through who they thought the great tight ends were, and some guy goes, I just still think it's Shannon Sharp, and I just about drove off the road. But Kelce's eclipsed all marks for all tight ends for all time.
Yeah, and
book to book. I mean, Gonzalez has more yards, but there's like 7 more years in there. And Kelce will get to 10,000 here. He could have 39 more games to be the fastest guy to reach 10,000. He'll do it tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I know when the Chargers scored and giving Patrick Mahomes too much time, I had confidence in the Chiefs to win that game last Sunday. And this was just kind of just a battle throughout, and, you know, we saw a lot of different things. And I know Andy Reid said this week, that this has been a good week of practice. You know, what's kind of different right now, knowing that the lead in the AFC West is as it is?
Well, it's just the sense of urgency that's there every snap and every week, the way the AFC has been. Now, that this league has transpired differently than what everybody thought in June and July, where they thought it would be just the AFC West loaded up and then Buffalo and then there's all these others. That's not the case. We all know now, sitting here at Thanksgiving weekend, that the AFC West, it's the Bills and everybody else in the AFC to try to get that one seed now. And with the Bills narrowly escaping against Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, you've got to continue to play. You've got to continue to go. I don't care who the Rams put on the field. You've got to treat it like, hey, this game's as urgent as the next 6 that follow it. So you just have to keep in that mindset. But this team has done that. Truthfully, this team has done that for 10 years under Andy Reid. He has the ability to prepare a team and to lead a team through flashpoints through a long, tough season.
I know you've mentioned this on our conversations here on Saturday morning, but with Clyde Edwards-Helaire going on injured reserve this week, now it's Isaiah Pacheco time, Jared McKinnon. Do we finally get to see Ronald Jones tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, you do. And I've often said where everybody was wanting to check out on Ronald Jones or trade him, I said there's going to be a time going to need him, and now is the time. Not that he's going to get 25 carries tomorrow, but Ronald Jones Jr. still brings some juice to the offense in the fact that that's 210 pounds. Keep in mind, his 2020 season when the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl was really good. I mean, he had 190 yards in a game, in one game. He's very, very capable. not highly regarded as a pass protector or as a pass receiver, although his lone reception for a touchdown was against us in 2020 with Tampa Bay. But there's still a lot that Ronald Jones Jr. could bring to the table tomorrow to complement Isaiah Pacheco and Jerick McKinnon.
And also, the Chiefs will be getting back Juju Smith-Schuster. He finally was able to clear concussion protocol. On the other hand, Kadarius Toney is out for tomorrow as well. But getting Juju Smith-Schuster back, that's got to be really good. After that hit, which I actually saw in person, and I couldn't believe there wasn't a flag there. But getting Juju back has to be big for this Chiefs offense.
And to get him back. And the Chiefs are very diligent and are, gosh, they're cautionary in the way that take every precaution, I should say, in not bringing a player back too soon from injury. And so there's some would think, hey, is this too quick for Juju? And I would say I'm trusting the team doctors, and Rick Burkhalter, our vice president for performance and athletic training, that he'll be, he's cleared to go, so let's go. And really that leads into Kadarius Toney. I think it's more precautionary. If this is a playoff game, they might give it a go. But the hamstring has been problematic for him, for Toney, even since his Giants days. And if anything, maybe tried to ramp him up too fast here with the Chiefs, with Mecole Hardman being on injured reserve. But getting Juju's back is big. I think they'll still maybe keep him on a pitch count. And you've got confidence now in Sky Moore and Justin Watson, who can pick up the slack at the wide receiver position.
And the Rams won't have Matt Stafford tomorrow. He's got a concussion and a neck injury. This Rams team, won it all last year, and they got some pieces that are out, both offensively and defensively. Just when you look at the film right now of the Rams, are they just completely different? What's Sean McVay's got to be doing kind of the same things that he's been doing in years past?
Two stories here. One, the defense is still playing at a fairly high level, and you still have Jalen Ramsey, you still have Leonard Floyd, you obviously have Aaron Donald, who's spectacular as a defensive player. You've got Bobby Wagner. So defensively, they still are respectable statistically. Red zone defense, they're fourth in the league, third against the run. Giving up big plays, they've only given up 26 20-yard plays in 10 games, which is really good. That's top three in the league. It's on the offensive side where they are just, I don't even know what to tell you about these guys. Now you got to respect them and get ready to go, and you got to get ready to go against Bryce Perkins at quarterback, but they have had 11 different offensive line combinations in 11 games. That will be an all-time NFL record. Just crazy that you've had 11 different groups. They're missing their center again tomorrow. He's out. And they've had four different left guards. They've had three different left tackles. They've had four different right guards. Right tackle is the only spot where they've had the guy all year long, Ross Havenstein. And he'll be the only guy that'll start tomorrow that started in Super Bowl 56 on the offensive line. And then with the injury to Cooper Kupp, the Triple Crown winner last year and the Super Bowl MVP, you don't have a lot left. But you've got to respect him, and you've got to respect Bryce Perkins because he's more of a Malik Willis-type quarterback. He's an RPO guy. If you want to get nervous, go back and watch his game with Virginia against Virginia Tech his senior year. When they had lost to Virginia, had lost to Virginia Tech 15 straight times, and Perkins basically single-handedly won that game. So he's talented. You're going to have to deal with it. But the Rams are, man, they're something else. If they lose this game, Dylan, it will be an all-time NFL record for worst start after a Super Bowl championship in NFL history in a non-strike season.
And what's it going to take for the Chiefs to get a win? And there's going to be some hungry fans in Arrowhead that want to see this team get another one and continue to roll into December on a high note.
Don't let the boogeyman in the door. That means think of the Colts game where Sky Moore fumbles the punt inside the 10, and now the Colts think they've got a chance to win. Aaron Donald's going to run on that field thinking, okay, I'm going to maybe have to win this game defensively. But you got to take all hope away from the Rams as fast as you can. And understand offensively, you're facing still a Super Bowl champion on defense. But it would be nice to see the Chiefs. I mean, defensively, they're not taking the ball away. They're still minus three, Kansas City is, in the giveaway takeaway. Nobody has more than one interception. It'd be nice to get some turnovers tomorrow, play aggressively, just completely obliterate the Rams' offense, capture the field position game, and try to take away all hope as early as you can.
Because next week doesn't get any easier with a trip to Cincinnati as well, but the Rams are on the Chiefs' mind first. Mitch, appreciate the time as always. Have a great call tomorrow afternoon, and we look forward to chatting with you again next Saturday.
Well, thanks, Dylan. Great job flying solo. Your nickname now the rest of the year is Sky, for Sky Moore. We needed you to step up. You stepped up, man. You had 15-yard gain on 3rd and 7. It's huge.
Before I let you go, Mitch, Saturday morning sports talk siren, woo, 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 I stepped up to the plate today.
You did step up to the plate, and you have signaled the warning, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, well, thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Dylan. Yep. Okay.
That's Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. And once again, Mitch's appearance made possible by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabella Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. NMLS number 424226. Again today here on KVOE, we have KU and K-State. KU broadcast begins at 5:30. The K-State broadcast starts at 5 on Country 101.7 FM. On Mix 104.9, we have Emporia State Lady Hornet basketball as the Lady Hornets play Colorado Springs, Colorado. That is a 2 o'clock tip, 1:35 pregame on Mix 104.9. We'll have the Chiefs game at 3:25 tomorrow. They play the Los Angeles Rams. That's a 2 o'clock pregame on Country 101.7 FM. We'll have Sunday Night Football here on KVOE tomorrow. Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a 7 o'clock start time, 7:20 kick. Also today is state championship games in high school football. And if you want to see Centennial League's Manhattan try to win it all, they will be playing at Welch Stadium. They'll be taking on Gardner-Egerton. That is a 1 o'clock kick at Welch Stadium. And also tonight, challenge matches for Emporia High Wrestling. They will have those from 6 to 8 at the main gym at Emporia High. Admission is for some food items that they need throughout the season, fruit snacks, water, sports drinks, etc., and they will appreciate everything there as well. So that'll do it for Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Big thanks to Emporia High basketball coaches Carolyn Dorsey and Lee Baldwin for joining us. Greg Ray on the road with the Lady Hornets, and our conversation with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongVineAuto.com.